This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station. It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's all about toughness. And that's apparently what was displayed over the weekend at Falcons training camp. More on that coming up here on the show. Also, we will get into the moves the Braves have made. Yes, they've made moves. Stay right there. We're going to tell you all about it.
They kind of had to make these moves.
They made moves, Mike.
Moves they've made.
They have made multiple moves today.
Inning eaters.
All right. That's on the way. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. All right.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley here from Dog Nation. Connor, KJ Bolden needs to be a leader on this team. Talk to me about what Kirby said and what do you get from the leadership standpoint with Kirby putting this out there?
Yeah, so KJ Bolden a year ago, five-star freshman, everyone sort of knew who he was, showed that he can play it at a very high level. I recently went back and rewatched the Texas game from a season ago, and KJ Bolden was making the types of plays you expect an all-SEC safety to make. And you know, in talking about this Georgia team, I feel like KJ has gone a little under the radar, a little under notice. And I think part of that, one, Georgia has just always had excellent safety play since Kirby Smart took over. But two, a lot of the conversation this offseason around KJ internally has been, how does he improve as a leader? How does he become a bigger voice on this team? And how does he excel in that area? Because we know that he is a great football player. But I think as we saw a season ago at Georgia, there were some leadership issues that I think led to that team underwhelming a little bit. The Carson Beck angle has been talked about a lot. I think on the offensive line, there were some guys who knew that they were going to be drafted very highly and did not necessarily always prepare to the highest of their abilities. And so Kirby this offseason, I think, has made a real push for younger guys like a KJ Bolden, like a Nate Frazier, to step into greater leadership roles in hopes that this young Georgia football team, where over half the guys are in their first or second year of college football, take that step forward and sort of carry this team in a way that the leaders a season ago didn't exactly do to the highest level.
Talking with our man Connor Riley, guys, about the dogs. I heard on the Steakhouse today, Drew Butler was on with Steak, and Drew relayed a story about him running into Matthew Stafford, Carl, earlier this month. And Matthew Stafford, Connor, was saying that Zachariah Branch, the transfer from USC, he thinks is a tremendous route runner. I don't know how much Matthew Stafford watched at USC, but he's aware of this young man. So even though Georgia had nobody on the preseason all-SEC first team on offense, how much and how explosive are these receivers going to be?
Yeah, I think that this is a room that has the ability to be drastically better than it was a season ago. Like, the simplest thing, and if you're a Georgia fan, I get you know, you can tell me all about recruiting rankings and hype and draft potential and things like that. They just got to catch the ball. They ranked last in the country in drops last year with 36, and that obviously had an impact on the offense. I think with Zachariah Branch in particular, this is a guy who been an excellent special teams player at USC, a dynamic return man, does sort of all the things that you want from an off-the-field standpoint, and has elite athletic traits. The question with him has been, okay, when does that development as a wide receiver come into play? Because, you know, if you're able to pair that athleticism with this technical ability and refinement, you've got a chance to have a very, very productive player. And I wrote a story about Branch this morning. Look, Arian Smith is maybe not the most favorable comp for Georgia fans, just given the issues that he had with drops a season ago. But he was an excellent special teams player. He was a guy that had over 800 yards receiving, which is on the higher end of wide receiver production that a Kirby Smart player has had. And I think you saw the blueprint there where in 1 year working with James Coley, you saw Arian Smith make some jumps as a more polished every down offensive player than he was previously. And so if Branch is able to make that similar leap and he's able to improve in the more technical elements that a wide receiver is asked to do, I do think that this wide receiver room has a chance to be much better because it is a lot more diversified than it was a season ago. And it is a more experienced wide receiver room, even though they are bringing in five freshmen this offseason at the position.
Connor Riley, I want to talk about these offensive tackles. Tell me about Ernest Green and Monroe Freely and how good you think Freeling is going to be.
From a potential standpoint, these guys, I have the ability to be all SEC level players. We've already seen it in Ernest Green in the 2023 season. Monroe Freeling was one of the top offensive tackle prospects in his respective recruiting class. But when those two guys were out there on the field last season, we straight up just did not see it. And those guys, maybe perhaps more than anyone else last season, maybe it's a little unfair to put Monroe Freeling in this category, aside from the Notre Dame game, it just did not perform up to expectations. Injuries was a big reason why that was the case. Green was dealing with a shoulder injury, and then Freeling at the end of the year had shoulder surgery that caused him to miss spring. There's a world where these guys are both all SEC tackles at the end of the season if everything goes right, and if that's the case, this sort of offense in my mind is going to be very good. But there was a world where that was the case last year, and I think we saw maybe perhaps the worst-case scenario of that. Ernest Green is now going to play right tackle this year. He's flipping over to the other side of the line. Monroe Freeling going to settle in there at left tackle. I think Georgia feels very good about what they have at that top end of the depth chart in terms of those two guys because they've played a lot of football. The reality is in 2025, though, those guys have to play much, much better than they did, especially at the end of the 2025 season.
NFL camps are open. The college camps like Georgia are set to open. And Connor Riley's with us here, guys, from Dog Nation on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The running backs, we all know about Nate Frazier, and certainly we had high expectations for him. We talked about the fumble issues. What about McCray, Rob? Who's going to be the next guy, and what is that running game going to look like as far as how many touches? Can Frazier be a 1,000-yard guy?
I'm very interested in seeing, you know, Kirby Smart hinted at this at SEC Media Day, that they were doing things differently with their running game this year. I think part of that is because of Gunnar Stockton's legs and his ability to be used in that area of the field, which Carson Beck was just not that type of player a season ago. In the transfer portal, they go out and they bring in Joshua McCray. He is Georgia's biggest running back at 240 pounds. He brings a physical element that they just did not have a season ago. And so if you're able to pair him with what he does well, being a guy that can just sort of churn out 4 or 5 yards of carry on well-blocked plays, I think that's going to help open things up for Nate Frazier. To your point, Mike, Georgia hasn't had a 1,000-yard rusher since DeAndre Swift in 2019.
Wow.
And I think Frazier absolutely has the talent to do that. But he's got to be able, obviously, to cure up the fumble issues that plagued him a season ago, but be able to consistently break off explosive runs. Georgia ranked 86th in the country last year in rushes over 10 yards or more. That's the lowest it's ever been under Kirby Smart. And like you, I think Nate Frazier can get there. I think it behooves Georgia greatly if he does. They're going to need him to rip off some explosive runs. That way, they're not relying necessarily on Gunnar Stockton to connect on these 10, 11, 12 play drives to score, because that just becomes very hard to do consistently over the course of the game.
We're talking with Connor Riley, guys. Dog Nation, it's Dukes and Bell. Falcons training camp info coming up. More on Arthur Blank and what he had to say. Defensive battles? What are the defensive battles that you're going to be watching as camp gets underway?
So the biggest one to me is that second cornerback position. You know, Dalen Everett, I think, firmly entrenched as a starter, was a media representative at SEC Media Days. That second cornerback spot right now is between Daniel Harris and Ellis Robinson. Daniel Harris, like if you're going to build a cornerback in a lab, this is what this guy, what a cornerback would look like. He is long. He's able to run fast. He got some very valuable playing time at the end of the 2024 season, passing Julian Humphrey on the depth chart. Didn't always excel when he was on the field a season ago, but you think another season under his belt, he looked really good in the spring game, and I think the Georgia staff really likes him. The other guy at that battle is Ellis Robinson, five-star player, number one ranked defensive player in the 2024 recruiting class. The only prospect ranked ahead of him was Jeremiah Smith, and on sort of the camp circuit, Jeremiah Smith had some struggles against Ellis Robinson. If Ellis Robinson comes out and plays physically and shows some mental growth from where he was a season ago, there's a world where he is potentially the most talented cornerback in the sport. And that is what the recruiting people, the scouts, think of this kid. He's just got to be able to put it all together and beat out another very talented defensive back in Daniel Harris, because Georgia traditionally has not rotated all that often at the cornerback position.
The Tennessee game, I mean, you feel that you're going to see Gunnar Stockton play these first two games deep into the second half? Or, I mean, because I know we talked about, like, same situation with Michael Penix Jr., trying to get him more reps. Presumably they'll be handling those games. But what do you think? I mean, I just want to see him, like, dropped into Tennessee, and all of a sudden, now, okay, do some rock star stuff at quarterback.
It's very important for Gunnar to play well early in those games against Marshall and against Austin Peay. Because last year, look, Georgia started very slowly on offense, and Georgia, yes, you want to get Gunnar as many reps as he can, and you want him to play well so that he can be prepared to go on the road and face a very stout Tennessee defense. But the other thing there to worry about, and this is something Kirby actually very much lamented a season ago, specifically with the UMass game at the end of the season, where Georgia just sort of played around with its food a little bit.
Right.
When you do that and you're forced to play a guy like a Gunnar Stockton later into the game, that means that a backup like Ryan Puglisi just isn't getting real game reps at all. And I do think that mattered when Gunnar ultimately was forced into action in the game against Texas, in the game against Notre Dame, because it took him time to get acclimated to the speed of the game. And I do think that with Gunnar this year in particular, with the way he has shown it, maybe perhaps an inability to protect himself on certain runs, obviously the Texas one comes to mind, you're going to need your backup quarterback ready to go and be someone who can play real reps for you. So those first two games are huge for Gunnar for just playing well, but also from a Georgia perspective as well, to potentially have someone like Ryan get more reps and get more accustomed. Because as it stands right now, Gunnar Stockton's the only guy on the Georgia roster that has thrown a pass in college football.
Connor, what happened with Nasir McCoy out of Buford? He chooses Ole Miss. What was the deal there?
Yeah, this is a guy who I think wanted to come to the University of Georgia, but you look at where Georgia's recruiting class is at right now. Look, it's very full. They're at 30 guys. They potentially might get one or two more guys, but reality is Georgia's recruiting class is largely done to this point in time. I know there might be some guys that maybe flip and go elsewhere. Obviously, the Chase Calicut situation out of Texas, I'd be stunned at this point based on everything we've seen if he's still in this class at the end of it. But this just sort of speaks to, in some ways, the advantage that Georgia gets to play with. You have so many talented players in your backyard, like Nasir McCoy, who plays for a big-time program in Buford, and is now going to, I think, go on to be a very good player at Ole Miss. But you're not going to be able to take everyone. So you have to find a way to sort of strike that balance and land quality players while at the same point in time knowing that there are just going to be guys that you miss out on because you can't take a full class of Georgia players.
Hey, we talked about it last week. We saw Alabama come out approving President Trump's executive order because we think we kind of have a handle on how this is going in college football with the NCAA House decision. Did Georgia ever make a formal decision? Florida came out and backed. They were supporting the president's move on that.
Yeah, there's been nothing official from Georgia in terms of an official statement or things like that. I think all parties, whether it's Trump, whether it's Congress, whether it's the NCAA, whether it's the coaches, agree that we need some form of guardrails in place, because what has transpired with college athletics, not just college football, but athletics as a whole, has just left a very bad taste in consumers' mouths over the past year. And with the House settlement, with the way things are going, there's no clear indication that this is going to get any better, despite all sort of the gusto and talk around it. We need, I think, at this point in time, real action.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If we're going to sort of see college football in particular stabilize to a way that I think is fan-friendly again.
Connor Riley, great work. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter, at KConnorRiley. Camp starts on Thursday. We're going to have a ton of stuff. And before you know it, Georgia will open the season against Marshall on August 30th.
It's here, man. Football's back, baby! All right, Connor, man, we'll talk to you next week. Great work.
Yep, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.